said, "You got a milk goat?" I said, "Yes, sir." "Man, I love milk goat," he said.
Goat milk, yeah.
He says, "How much you want for it?" I said, "I want $75 for it." "You got a deal." I tell you, that goat is on the tractor. I'd give $5 for it.
You gave $5 for that goat and you sold it for $75?
Right. Well, like today, I'll go back. The goats are high today. It's too hard to find them. And you just go buy a common old billy goat, it'll cost you $30, $40. Goats are high this part of the country.
Huh. But what would you call something that you'd put your flowers in indoors?
Well, that's one job I have now. My madam has got them hanging all over the place back there in these old 5 gallon galvanized buckets, ferns, all kind of, I don't know what I call them, weeds. I have to carry them in every winter when it goes to get cold. I either got to bring them in the house or take them in the shed out there. Keep them warm till it gets spring. Take your own flower pots. Be very particular with them. Don't break any of them.
And something you put cut flowers in?
Oh yeah. Root them. She keeps her bag of I don't know what you call it. Ain't vermiculite, is it? It's a kind of a soil that you take and mix soil with it and the roots. Take root. I don't know what the name of it. There's nothing to it.
Something you put cut flowers in and
yeah.
Water?
Yeah.
Put water in?
Well, they make a little sand and put some of this stuff with it.
Yeah.
Maybe put some kind of a root on, something that'll make you put the roots out, you know.
The vase?
Yeah. In a vase or any kind of a little old container. They'll hold a while. They got these little old pot things now. They come maybe a dozen or half a dozen, whatever amount of you want. They'll hold just not a half a cup full. Put your soil in there and put your planter, put your seed in there. It'll come up. You take it out of there and put it in the ground. Plant it. Take all tomatoes. Peppers, anything you want to plant. Nothing to it. There's a good bit of money to be made off of it. Selling just the plants. Kind of tedious work.
Now, when you set the table, what utensils would you put on the table?
Well, that's one thing my wife, she's finally learned after these years. When I sit down at the table, I look at the table, she'll have. Maybe she'll have a plate set down. Well, I say, "Ma, you haven't got the table set. What's the matter? I don't see no knife, fork, and spoon. You just put a knife and a fork there, the table not set, you got to have a spoon there, even a fork off with it. It's not set till you got a knife, fork, and a spoon, and a plate. A cup of tea, a glass of tea, milk or whatever you drink it. I drink a lot of buttermilk. Protein, I make protein. Old people need protein, not too much fat.
Now, after dinner, your wife washes the dishes?
Oh yeah, she'll get up. Get finished the table, we'll go eat, take our pills, and we'll eat.